Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
So it has gone 8:37 Central African time. We're really enjoying the medley of Nasheed from our very own Boniface. That time of the morning where we join Member of Parliament Ahmed Manzoor Sheikh Imam on his segment, Parliament Tunes. Ahmed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me how you're doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Still a little chilly in the city of Cape Town, and I think it's expected to be cold for a couple of days. However, a beautiful day it appears to be. Well, what's on the latest? Well, as we know, Mangosuthu Buthelezi has died. And, of course, media reports are, of course, giving us two sides of the story as to exactly the role that he plays. Some are calling him controversial. If you remember, not long ago, the city press reported. And, of course, negative things, which resulted in a protest march there. But even the Sun of King Goodwill Zwelinthini has indicated that he's been very controversial, but more and more reports are emanating about his role during the days of apartheid and how he colluded with the apartheid regime, was, of course, had the support of the British government in any event, and how was military trained by the apartheid government, which resulted in, of course, at least 20,000 blacks having died in this civil war that was going on between the ANC and IFP for a long period of time. You know, we've got a lot of tragic news that have come. If we, the two youngsters, one the son and nephew of Sheikh Majid of Hanover Park, were brutally gunned down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant these two youngsters Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah. But of course, you know, it clearly indicates how cheap life is in South Africa. In Morocco, yes, indeed, this earthquake has now claimed almost 2,000 lives, I am told, and quite a devastating earthquake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for the people in Morocco, and calling all our brothers and sisters to make dua, inshallah, for our people in Morocco, and grant Jannat al-Firdaus to all those that have died. These are, you know, Brother Shafat, another report is coming, something that we have raised on some of our radio stations before. And I think this one needs a lot of attention because it's been ignored by governments, by people all over the world. South African government, I've raised this with the Department of Health a few times. If you remember, I even said that I met the wife of former President Jacob Zuma on the plane, and she had evidence confirming that dishwashing liquid leads to cancer. I now see a report also coming from Dr. Jamal, who is also indicating that, of course, the sunlight or dishwashing liquid leads to cancer. And there is a video that is also floating around. So I think our people have been paying very little or no attention to this. And if you remember, for years we've been raising the question, where is cancer? Why can they not, you know, identify its root causes and find solutions to it? Perhaps nobody wants to find a solution because pharmaceutical companies, you know, laugh all the way to the bank when there are diseases and they can produce the medication but not find the solution. So I think we need to take this, pay more attention to this. What is the alternative rather than using dishwashing liquid? So, yes, these are just some of the things. There's a whole lot more that's going on. South African Springbok, Scotland. Let's rally behind the box. Let's get some good news in the country. The levels of crime are increasing. There's no doubt about it. Hijacking seems to be on the increase. The minister, as you know, was in Nongoma on the assassination attempt on the councillors, clearly questioning where is all the money coming from when you have such high-profile legal counsel representing hitmen. You know, so yes, there's a whole lot that's going on in the country. On Monday, we are expected to debate and pass the, it's in fact a motion on the removal in terms of supporting Section 194 on the public protector. The other one on appointing a new one was postponed, perhaps because of time constraints, because this is going to be a lengthy process. But of course, the public protector, former public protector, is continuing a fight. These are just some of the things that's making headlines. People are going through a difficult time now with the price increases, the petrol price. But strangely, I want to say something to you, brother, something you and I discussed. Very interestingly. I went into Pick and Pay store yesterday, and I see people were queuing with the employee of Pick and Pay, say, yes, buy one, get one free, buy one, get one free. So I was curious to see what it was. So in the little boxes that they were packing, there were six ring donuts, 63 rand for the box. You buy one box, you get one free. So the ring donut still works out to over 5 rand, what, 30 or something each donut for a ring donut, which basically you can buy around for 2 rand and 3 rand maximum. And people were flocking, and I just had such a beautiful laugh, because people were getting so carried away, not looking at exactly they're not getting value for money at all. 63 rand a box of six, you're getting two boxes for 63 rand, which is over 5 rand each for a little ring donut. I couldn't understand it. It's something you and I discussed about how people are misled in buy two, get one free, buy two, get three, all these things that they are introducing. And there I saw it firsthand yesterday.
That's a tragedy indeed. Looking at a message from Harun, he says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmad Mandur Sheikh Imam. Yes, I heard your message of Budulezi. He was someone that was definitely cahoots with the apartheid regime. You remember that he had his own Zulu police and his own Zulu parliament and so forth. He was also someone that spread fear-mongering amongst the Indians at any opportunity he had. He always reminded them of the 1949 riots. Please, Ahmad, people should watch and be careful how they talk about this elder statement. He is now in the real world, and there he will be judged accordingly. He has been a mafia for the Zulu nation. Ahmad, how you respond to Harun there?
You know, Jazakallah, brother Harun, on a lighter note, you know, two days ago, at the early hours of the morning, I dreamt of my former leader, my former president. And so when this happened, I said, you know, I think she's waiting for him to come and answer for all the atrocities he committed against her. So she was basically coming to tell me, don't worry, he's coming here. Yeah, I'm going to deal with him. But yes, on a more serious note, yes. Not only that, you know, when he was in charge in KZN, he even controlled the finances on his own. He didn't allow anybody else to get it from KwaZulu-Natal. But more importantly, if you worked for the department, you had to take membership of the IFP. If you do not, you would be fired. Now, let me also tell you that the violence that is continuing today in KwaZulu-Natal, the attempted assassinations and assassinations of political killings, it stems from there, because this was the norm during the days of apartheid. And all indications are there, and I mean, the reports have come, and that the Inkatha Freedom Party were trained by the apartheid military in any event, funded and done everything, to cause instability and the division and the fighting between the ANC and the IP, which resulted in between 12,000 to 20,000 people having died. You know, in fact, there are so many black children today, adults, who never, you know, don't know up to today where their fathers or grandfathers' bodies are lying, where they've been buried. They've never had closure as far as that is concerned. So I can tell you that the war that went on in KwaZulu-Natal was orchestrated into a very large extent, between Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi and the apartheid government, to such an extent that the British admired him. We're surprised, you know, the colonialists admired him. So yes, indeed, you know, it's a very difficult situation when the media calls you out to give statement. But I see more and more people, Seth Cooper has just commented in a statement, if you read as well, and many others are talking about the two sides of him. Yes, I agree. I think he was a very smart man, but he got it his way. He got what he wanted the way he wanted it. And he knew how to get it in any event. And he would go to any extent to get that. And that is infiltrated into his organization. And that is why these assassinations, power removal for power, all those things are continuing today. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. And, I mean, even the, like I said, you know, the King Goodwill, the son, the prince, is it Sibukati? He says exactly similar things the other day. So, yeah, But of course, you know, in culture, you don't talk bad about somebody when they die. They say, this is what they say. But the fact of the matter is this. When we live our lives, we should always remember that our lives are temporary. We are only visitors. That someday we are going to return to our Creator. And we must prepare for that. And that's why what we do and how we conduct ourselves when we live is very important, you know, so that it must always remind us. And I don't want to be a hypocrite and go out there and say things that are not true. You know, at the same time, of course, you know, given the situation at the moment, one must respect the leader has died. And, of course, he's responsible for his actions. But I can say he had a lot of wisdom. He was quite astute, and he was a good negotiator. He could get his way around it. But if he didn't get it his way around, of course, then, you know, he went to the next best thing. And that's what continues today in any event. But 95 years, you know, he had a good innings. Remember, he was diabetic, you know, for a very long time. He was even on insulin. So he took, he perhaps controlled it very, very well. You must give him credit for that in any event.
Yeah, I had the opportunities of, you know, interviewing him on quite a few occasions. But it was hard of hearing, you know, I had to shout at him to talk to him. But, you know, also there's allegations that him and the late King Goodwill Zwelithini didn't get along very well. It was Zwelithini was more of a Zuma fan than of a Buthelezi man. How true was that, Ahmed?
Well, there, you know, even now, I mean, the children of the king are saying that he self-appointed himself as the prime minister. Nobody appointed him. He was not entitled to it. And you could see there were differences between him and King Goodwill in any event. But of course, people, knowing the reputation, of course, and the risks attached to it, were not willing to take on Mangosuthu Buthelezi at that stage. And but now that he became vulnerable at his age and things, you know, remember, he controlled with an iron fist to the extent that no youngster, no child could come up there and stand up and say anything. You understand? His philosophy, his principle was that you are a child and you don't tell me what to do. That's it, simple, straightforward. And that's the way he controlled the organization. And but that started changing now, you know, with the king, particularly when he got involved in this. There with King Misuzulu issue against the other children and things like that. And then they started disrespecting him as well. And so you're starting to lose credibility as far as that was concerned. But there's no doubt about it that there were differences between them. He self-appointed him, but again, out of fear, the king would not have wanted to take him on at that stage. But the younger generation certainly would, because even King Misuzulu, you know, has been distancing himself from Buthelezi recently on some of the appointments of his spokesperson and everything. So, yes, indeed, there is no doubt about it that because of who he was, people were very reluctant to act, even in his own party. And I can tell you now, I've already heard the divisions and problems that started as early as yesterday. And there's going to be havoc there. Now the power struggle starts. Now the power, the control that people will want, leaders are going to start fighting each other. So, yes, indeed, it's coming to the screen shortly.
Well, I like the way you said that it's coming to the screen shortly. I mean, you looked at the ANC after Mandela went and Mbeki, the color demographics changed completely. It only went to one color. With Mangosuthu Buthelezi, you notice that the IFP, you know, he had his Naren Singh there as his right-hand man, so that the Indian votes came in. There were also quite a few whites in the IFP. You know, under his leadership, he knew exactly where to put the right people at the right time. Ahmed, what's your thoughts?
Yes, indeed. Strange enough, despite, like Brother Harun said, you know, this is the man that threatened us about 1949 riots every time you didn't agree with him. If you remember the incident at the University of Durban, Westville. But more importantly, you know, he's done nothing to quell the violence that took place in this country with the different racial groups, particularly the Indians in, and what they went through. But yet our people will go out there and went and supported him, you know. But again, you know, you can see it all over the world. You know, we have people that will, you know, collude with corruptors, collude with criminals, collude. So it's a very difficult society we live in. You can see how Muslim countries today are colluding. I mean, just listen to the latest story about Bahrain and how the Zionist presence there is being felt and what's going to happen. And it's a matter of time how the Zionists are now moving from area to area. So, you know, these are some of the things that I hope we can learn from and be able to correct the direction we're moving. But yes, Naren Singh, I think, will run into trouble now. But I'm told he's going to be retiring, as far as I know. I'm not sure, but because he was a blue-eyed boy for Buthelezi, he's allowed him to control the finances. He knew how to do things, you know. And and particularly with the two camps that exist in the IFP, you can expect that Naren Singh and others who got the protection of Buthelezi will not have that protection anymore. That is why I've already been told that yesterday, as early as yesterday, the drama had started. And so, yes, I think it's going to intensify. Perhaps that is the right time for the ANC. Maybe they can get some ground in KwaZulu-Natal in terms of vote with the infighting that might take place. So any opportunity they might have really had with the IFP working with the DA and things to take KwaZulu-Natal, with the division that might come now, perhaps the ANC might maintain its grip. Who knows?
Yeah, Ahmad, you know that the IFP was a breakaway from the ANC, like how EFF was a breakaway and the COPE was a breakaway. It seems that it's all, you know, maybe this is a blessing in disguise for the ANC, Ahmad.
Yes, that is my view as well. I don't know what this ANC has in them. Maybe it is a blessing in disguise. Even that moonshot pact, the fear that they're creating among people, might lead to ordinary blacks deciding, no, let's go and rather support the devil we know than the one we don't. And they too might support the ANC. So I don't know, maybe the ANC is using the Sangomas. I don't know whether it is here.
Well, Ahmad, that's a tongue-in-cheek thing here. I'm looking at a message from Khalil, and he says, Assalamu alaikum. By the way, Brother Shafaz Ahmad Khan and Ahmad Mandur Sheikh Imam, I must inform you that both Chief Gachra Buthelezi and the King Goodwill Zwelithini were great sympathizers of Israel. They actually prayed for Israel. And remember that both of them were Christians. Ahmad, were you aware of that?
Yes, indeed. I agree with you, Jazakallah, for that, brother. And the IFP continues. If you saw my thing on Palestine and everything, they continue to do that. They have been there. They collect money from there. There's no doubt about it. And remember, they're all in the same way. If you look at the British, how they praised Buthelezi for all the havoc he was causing in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng particularly. So that's where they were getting their funding and things from. So, yes, there's no doubt. You know, that can only change over time or with the younger generation if we provide them with the necessary education because people don't really know and understand. But remember that when the colonialists use religion to divide you, you can feel that, particularly among the blacks because, you know, there was no Christianity amongst most of these blacks. It was the colonialists that have brought it. And that's why it still exists there. But as people are beginning to have a better understanding, then they're opening those horizons, then they're moving along, they're changing, embracing Islam, So people are starting to get more educated about it. And that is why I say that when the West failed now with religion, eventually, they're going to introduce other things like LGBTIQ communities and a whole lot of it to cause mayhem within the mayhem that they've already caused. But there's no doubt, and it is based on that. That is why these political parties and leaders, through the colonialists, will use religion to divide us. And that's what they're doing when it comes to the issue of Israel and Palestine. They're not looking at what is the true version of what is actually going on there. But it is about trying to make it look like, you know, it's a thing between two religions, which clearly it is not. And the same people will say nothing about the atrocities in India that is taking place. Not even our president who's there right now, who is watching the media, who's doing anything, nobody needs to remind him Has he ever thought on his own, let us raise this with the Prime Minister, why are you doing what you are doing? Nothing.
Tali Ahmad, you were absolutely brilliant. I see Jews a Day will be 59 minutes. 20 seconds, your parting words?
Well, yes, indeed. South Africa, I want to say again, we're going to coming to a 2024 election. You, the voters, must decide who you want to run this country, how they want to run it. And, you know, so the future depends on the decision that you're going to take. You take the wrong decisions, everybody's going to pay the price for it. All our brothers and sisters who've got the capacity, the ability, the integrity, who are committed and dedicated, who've got the business skills, the legal skills, the financial skills, the skills in the health sector, come out and be part of the solution. Let's take this beautiful country forward. If we sit and complain, we're not going to achieve anything. Let's find common ground. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.